Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There are people in our world with advanced degrees in medicine, in law, in the arts, and even in theology, who are among the most foolish creatures on God's earth. All of us have encountered such people. Were they born foolish, or did they develop their foolish attitudes and behaviors through their schooling, through their associations, by watching television, or by reading from some philosophers, theologians, or others? Tragically, many people reject the only source of true wisdom, the inspired word of Almighty God. Paul explains, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:22. The book of Proverbs speaks of wisdom as if it were a woman. According to Solomon, wisdom cries out to all people, but not all people pay any attention to her cries. Wisdom called, but the foolish refused her call. The stubborn and rebellious did not listen to her counsel. They would have none of her reproof. Proverbs 1:20-25. Can we reject the wisdom which God alone can provide without having to pay the consequences? When calamities, fear, desolation, and destruction come, wisdom will laugh and mock the ones who have refused to listen to wisdom's call. Proverbs 1:26-27. But the time will come when those who have paid no attention to wisdom will call upon her, but she will not answer. They will seek wisdom, but they will not find her. Proverbs 1:28. Most of us understand that kind of language because we have been there. We have gone our own stubborn way, fallen flat of our faces, and then looked for solutions to our problems. When we have gone far enough, there may not be any help. We can reach the point where we have to pay with our happiness and even with our lives for our stupidity. Do you remember what the author of Hebrews says about Esau? Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many being defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place to change his mind, though he sought it carefully with tears. Hebrews 12:14-17. Solomon accuses the foolish of hating knowledge and choosing not the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:29. Solomon had earlier said in this very chapter, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. Millions of Americans possess great knowledge of medicine, law, psychology, and other academic disciplines, but they have rejected the knowledge which God alone can provide. When many of the Gentiles in the first century knew God, they glorified Him not as God, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not appropriate. Romans 1:21-28. It is only by knowing God and His Son that we can have genuine joy here and eternal life in the world to come. When we reject wisdom's counsel and despise her reproof, we are in for some rough sledding. That truth not only applies to individuals, but also to nations and to civilizations. The psalmist says very powerfully and succinctly, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God. Psalm 9:17. May God help us to listen to wisdom's call and apply what we learn in God's Word to every phase of our lives. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.